Okay, whenever you're ready, and then I'll make sure this chair is not squeaking here.
You want to sit this one instead?
I just won't move.
You sure that's not your buttocks?
Could be. My knees.
Oil is buttocks. Would you, Willie, please? Can I watch?
No, you can give him a little job.
Here we go. Take one. This is Station WJAZ broadcasting from atop the Electric Building in downtown Buffalo, New York, with a signal close to 1,000 watts. Good evening, everyone in Radioland. Thank you for tuning in, Dr. Jazz and the Jazz Bugs. Tonight, we will offer a short program of the latest songs written by Buffalo's newest composers. We are all familiar with the great Buffalo-born composer Chauncey Olcott, who early in this century wrote Irish-American ballads such as My Wild Irish Rose and When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and many others. While today jazz is popular, and Buffalo's most popular composers have incorporated the latest dance rhythms in the tunes we feature tonight. Well, enough talk, let's go. First is a huge hit from our friend Ray Henderson of the famous composer trio De Silva, Brown, and Henderson. This one he wrote in 1925. It's called 5'2". Okay, and then we do the song. Now the next one. Here's another big hit of 1925 from our old buddy Jack Yellen. Clap hands, here comes Charlie. Here's another hit from our old buddy Jack Yellen. You should all know this one. It's called Ain't She Sweet from 1927. Now here's a Buffalo composer who writes in a more modern style. Harold Arlen, who in 1925 to 27 led a band called the Buffalodians. Here's his latest hit written for the 1932 season. It's called It's Only a Paper Moon, and it's sure to be a hit. Let's take some time to introduce the Jazz Bugs. Will Wilson plays a beautiful custom-built guitar and the latest Vega Artist Model banjo. Next we have Ed Woods, who plays a beautiful antique German bass violin. And Dr. Jazz plays the reed instruments, with the saxophones being the latest Rudy Weedoft models. And we can't forget our sponsor, Buffalo's own Pierce Arrow Motor Car Company, building automobiles since 1901. The maker of America's finest automobiles has a great future and is a very smart stock investment for your savings. Now back to the show. I'm sure you've all loved Janet Gaynor and Charles Farrell in the talking picture Sunny Side Up. You'll hear a very hot number from that 1930 hit film from Fox Studios. Here's Turn on the Heat, another song by Ray Henderson. Will Wilson on the guitar and banjo lives in Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario. Will is frequently heard on Canadian radio. He will sing a new tune from Harold Arlen. It's called I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. We close our broadcast with one of Jack Yellen's big hits of 1926. You know, Jack is the personal songwriter for Miss Sophie Tucker, a great star of stage, screen, and radio. Here we go with Crazy Words, Crazy Tune. Last of all, we would like to thank President Herbert Hoover for letting us perform at the White House last summer. Our president will get us out of this depression. He promises prosperity in the 1930s and world peace in the 1940s. Good night, and that's all we have for you. Thanks for listening. Signing off. Yowza, yowza, yowza.